You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Are you worried about winter? All new and pre-owned vehicles include winter tire packages, tire wheel sensors, storage, and much more. They want everyone to get home safely. Learn more at Lakewood Chev. Check them out on the south side, just off 91st Street. Serge Lajoie joins us. Serge, welcome back to the program. How are you doing?
Doing fine, Jason. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime. Lots to discuss for your team. I ran into your general manager, Stan Marple, the other day. Just a brief encounter where your team was off to a very good start. And he told me he thinks probably the most skilled team he's had since he was the GM for the Bears. As the coach, do you see, is it that noticeable for you, your team is that more skilled top to bottom?
I'd have to agree with them. It's definitely the most skilled team that I've ever coached. What I really respect from this group of players is they just don't rely on their skill. They actually put hard work in front of the skill, so that is the foundation of how they approach practices and games, and then their skill really takes over from there. And I know it's cliche, but a lot of respect for a lot of the second years that have come in and really are putting a workmanlike attitude at the forefront, and great leadership from our third, fourth, and fifth year guys.
So you guys are 10-0 in conference play, obviously perfect to start the season. You mentioned it's the most talented team you've ever had. They're 10-0. How do you find ways to challenge a group when everything is going as well as it has for your team this year? How does that change your style as a coach?
Well, I think it speaks to the maturity of the group when we do challenge them. We talk a lot about positive discontent. We're very happy with where we're at, but we're not satisfied or not happy with where we're at, in the sense that we know that there's still a lot that needs to be accomplished, and there's still a lot of areas of our game that we need to get better at. The guys are very mature. You guys know that they come to the rink ready to push themselves. We challenge them to every day to become a better transition team, so that when we have the puck, we're quick on the attack. When we don't have it, we're quick to get back into positions. And our practices are short, are intense. We mimic a little bit of the tempo that we want to play in a game. We mimic that in a practice. And the guys have responded. Every weekend, we're going into the weekend knowing that we're going to see the opposing team's best game. They're going to want to measure themselves against us, and we don't leave anything for granted, and we really focus on the details. So it's really a credit to the boys that they're coming to the rink ready to work.
Luke Phillip currently leads your team with 5 goals, 19 points in 10 games. He had 18 points all last year as a rookie for your hockey team. And I look at his numbers in junior, and he was a productive player, but like 82 points is the most he had in the WHL with Kootenay. Has he just been a little bit more of a late developer? Why has he emerged so well offensively for your team this year?
He's put the work in, and he's earning the opportunities, and he continues to set a standard of how much work needs to be put into in practices and in games. And he's a very, very cerebral player, in the sense that he knows to put pucks in good areas. So he's really understood how to play the game at the university level. And it doesn't hurt when he has Trevor Cox on the left wing and then Cole Sanford. Those two combined had over 200 points in one season when they played together for Medicine Hat. So
yeah.
They feed off each other. They're very good at providing good close support. And they're not a line that's going to be physically difficult to play against, but they beat you just with speed and puck placement. So he's been a leader for us in that sense. And late bloomer, I think he's just really learned how to play the game at this level, and he's definitely reaping the rewards of how he's preparing for every game.
Serge Lajoie joins us, the head coach of the Bears men's hockey program, a perfect 10-0 start to the season. You talked earlier about just wanting to play with pace and moving through the neutral zone. Do you start to, as a coach, when you have a team as talented as this, do you start to challenge yourself and even try to bring in more drills that maybe you haven't used, just to keep guys fresh and say, you know what, man, like, we're good, but I think we can get even better if I implement this type of drill, for instance?
I know that I've, with the challenge of my assistant coaches, I've evolved that way. the assistant coaches have come in with some good ideas in terms of some drills that really mimic and simulate how we want to play in a game. I think, if anything, I've eased off in terms of creating too much structure, especially in the offensive zone. We have a certain way of how we want to defend. We have a certain way of how we want to get the puck moving north through the neutral zone. But once it's in the offensive zone, that's where Phillips' line with Cox and Sanford, or McGee in the middle with Legault and Crooks, they really, I trust that they're going to make good decisions. And if we do lose the puck, they've shown that they're going to work hard to get it back. So I've eased off in terms of structure in the offensive zone. There's certain concepts and principles that we abide by. And then there's certain times where we can put pucks in certain areas, but I trust that they're good offensive-minded players. They know that they're going to find areas that sometimes, you know what, I wouldn't predict that they could find. So it's a higher level of trust from the coaches to the players and a little bit less structure in the offensive zone.
So this might sound strange. So do you felt that maybe at times you were over-coaching in the offensive zone?
I would say so.
Okay.
But sometimes, you know, the personnel that you have will dictate a little bit if you require a little bit more structure or a little more set plays. Our approach is we have five players in the offensive zone and we try to activate our defensemen as much as possible. So it's more on concepts, principles, close support, putting pucks in good areas, putting pucks on net with players at the net. And then, you know, changing point of attacks real quick. So I've learned that you put in place a few things and let them be creative within it. And they allow me to have that mindset because I know that if they try something that is maybe a little bit higher risk that I would like, I know that they're going to work hard to get it back. So so it's kind of a happy medium, so to speak.
Well, it's clearly working, Serge, and that's the evolution of coaching. And you had the luxury of playing for a gentleman who just went to the Hockey Hall of Fame in Claire Drake as a head coach. And then somebody who, even though, you know, when he wasn't around, he still was around. You know what I mean? The coaching tree from Claire Drake is amazing. What, if you look in your coaching career, what was the best piece of advice you received from Claire? Or what maybe resonated with you that he told you?
And at the time, you don't really recognize the information that he provides you that turns into, you know, such a golden nugget or a gem. But when I look back at it, and I only had Claire for the 1 year, but I saw the work that he did through and his approach to coaching through Bill Moores. And it was all about building relationships and to try to get the most out of your players, it really has to be a partnership. And I look back at how Claire handled the players, how he was on the bench, and saw that again through Bill Moores. And it was really it was a strong partnership. You knew where you stood as a player, and then there were some boundaries established by Claire and Billy. But they put in all the effort to make sure that the team was best prepared from Monday to Thursday to then be able to play to the best of their abilities on Fridays and Saturdays, and constant communication and circling back and making sure that, there was a strong belief and trust that was established so that the players could be confident going into a game. And when I look back, I didn't realize it back then, but it's such a strong culture that was built and tradition that was built, but it was built on respect and common values. And I'm very fortunate to be the head coach of this program. And I had an opportunity to recognize that even more so at the ceremony on Saturday, and an opportunity for us to thank Coach Drake for everything that he's done and for the opportunity that he's provided everybody that's gone through this program. This program will have a significant impact on everybody that's been associated in and with the program.
Yeah, well said, Serge. A huge event, great for the Bears. Unfortunate Claire couldn't be at the Hockey Hall of Fame to be there for his inductee, but in a sense, maybe it was fitting that they had his own with the Bears at Claire Drake Arena on Saturday night. Best of luck this weekend. A first and second place matchup as you head down to Saskatchewan. It's always a good rivalry. Enjoy it.
Thank you. We're looking forward to it.
Serge Lajoie, head coach of the Bears. They're perfect 10-0, and they're in Saskatchewan this weekend. Take on them. They are 8-1-1, so it should be a very close game. But the Bears, through 10 games, they are plus 34 goal for differential. Not bad. Not bad. They're averaging 5.2 goals per game, and they've only allowed 1.8. Pretty solid. That was In the Community, brought to you by Alberta Blue Cross.